Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. That menace of Portsmouth Command, the grim-faced Captain Povey, also known by the crew of Troutbridge as the Thing from Outer Gosport, he's due for a pretty dodgy time himself. It's his wife Ramona's birthday shortly, and he's forgotten it. Naturally, Mrs. Povey will remind him and everyone else in good time.
Hello, is that you, Valentina?
Yeah, who's that?
It's your sister, Ramona. In 2 weeks today, what am I getting?
It's a surprise.
Oh. Well, as long as it's not a jigsaw puzzle like last year, I don't mind. What on earth possessed you to think I wanted 794 pieces of shunting time at Clapham Junction? I cannot imagine.
795 pieces, actually.
Yes, well, next door's dog got in and ate one piece. So I never did know the name of the locomotive on the upline from Hayward's Heath. Oh, wait, there's someone at the door. Who is it?
It's me, my love, Henry.
Permission to open letterbox and peep.
Hello, my love. Who's on the phone?
Never you mind. I shan't be long, so stand there like a good boy. And if you want something to do, face the street and count the bricks in the house opposite. Shut letterbox.
Very well, my love.
Sorry about that, Valentina, dear. I'll have to ring off now. Little Hitler's back.
Has he been behaving himself lately?
No, not bad, but we'll both have to crack down on him at the birthday party to make sure. Bye, Valentina.
Bye, Ramona.
62, 63, 64, and a broken one. 65, and a broken one. 67.
Permission to enter.
And a broken one. Oh, thank you, my love. 68 and a broken...
You can stop counting. Now, you know what today is?
Tuesday, my love.
Well done. Now, do you know what day it'll be in a fortnight's time? Now, think hard.
Another Tuesday, my love.
Idiot. Now, I'll give you a little hint. Da-di-da, da-di-do. Da-di-da, da-di-do. Da-di-da-da, Ramona. Da-di-da, da-di-da. Well?
Da-di-da-da-da. Oh, got it. You're entering an amateur talent contest.
Henry, what? Just as I thought, you'd forgotten.
Oh, no, 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 I hadn't, my love.
No, splendid. Well, in that case, you've saved your pocket money for my present.
Yes. Well, yes, this is a little, well, I was just...
Yes, I knew it. You're skint.
Well, I was going to ask you if I could have next Saturday's shilling in advance, because...
Henry Povey, you've been frittering your allowance away again. Well, I take it you want a loan in order to buy me present.
Oh, thank you, my love. I suppose you couldn't make it... 2 shillings, could you? It's a very expensive present.
It had better be. 2 shillings it is, and heaven help you if you spend it on some drunken orgy with your little friends. Now, time's getting on, so off you go and clear out your boiler.
Most certainly, my love.
And woe betide you, Henry Povey, if you drop your clinkers in the tradesman's entrance.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
Neither am I, Fatso. A diabolical liberty, that's what it is. We're being put upon by the ruling classes.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that, but I'm not happy. There's no denying it, I'm definitely not happy.
Have you quite finished, Laurel and Hardy?
No, we haven't, actually.
You wait till we get home rule. The old bard love you for a...
Beltard! Look, will you two cork up? Get on with this flaming stores inventory. Tell me it won't take that long. Mind you, if we had the amount of gear we ought to have, it would take a flaming sight longer.
Well, I don't see the point of it.
Oh, you wouldn't. You didn't sign for everything in the first place. Now, look, any time now, the auditors will be carrying out an order him a certification of the old dockyard. But before they do, I want to know what's missing. So I've got time to work out an honest, simple, straightforward, downright lie as to where it's flipping well gone. Marty, 6 dozen blankets. Right?
Wrong. It's only 5.
What, dozen?
No, just 5.
Oh, yeah, and I was forgetting, yet they were a very good line. Yeah, right. Sign here, Johnson.
What for?
67 blankets.
Oh, right, Chief. Can I borrow your ball pen? Yes. Good morning.
Come back here. Come here. Next item. 250 water bottles.
Well, that's better.
Well, come on, hurry up. Shouldn't take all day to count them.
Who's counting? I'm still trying to find one.
Well, where the blush red brick dust did they go then?
Well, to the best of my memory, for sale,
an unlimited quantity
of Natty Gents brandy flasks.
No reasonable offer refused.
And it wasn't.
Yes, yeah, you're right. That was another very good line, yeah. Right, next. One growth, monsoon kick, right in for the keeping dry of.
And don't bother, Tappy, I've counted it. One monsoon cake.
One?
Yeah, one. And that's got an hole in it.
An hole in it? Well, that's going to be a fat lot of good next time we have a monsoon in Portsmouth, isn't it?
Now, there you are, Chief. Tell me, Thundercuts. All right, relax. This is not an inspection.
Oh, that's just as well, because half the stuff's missing, sir.
Belt up! Belt up, you great fat roly-poly. You were saying, Captain Povey's...
Well, I was wondering if I could have a little word with you in private, Chief. It's a personal matter.
Oh, I should think so, sir. Yeah, with pleasure, sir. Yeah.
Well, I'll be off then. I know when I'm not wanted.
Well, then, now that,
Just a minute, sir. Hmm?
Johnson.
Captain Povey wants a little word with me in private.
Oh, I'm listening.
In private.
Well, what about it? There's only the 3 of us here.
Exactly. There should only be 2.
Well, you better ask him to go then.
Not him. You.
I'm not very bright, really, am I?
No. So go.
I've gone. Good morning.
Now,
well, this is rather a delicate matter, Chief.
You
see, it's my wife Ramona's birthday soon, and I'm, well, that is, not to put too fine a point on it,
skint. Skint.
Yes, I did borrow a little extra, but I put it in the pocket of my other uniform, the one with the hole in the pocket, and my florin disappeared down a drain. I wondered if you knew of any way I might, with dignity, of course, make a little extra money.
Oh, well, there you have a bit of a problematical, sir.
Yes, I know. I've been worrying about it for days.
Yes, I see. What can we think of here? Oh, now, how about a part-time job, sir? Eh? Oh, I could put in a word with the manager of the local cinema, sir. He's been looking for a part-time usherette for some time.
Usherette? But I can't be an usherette.
Well, in that case, what you want is a sideline in the daytime, then, sir?
Well, something like that. Yes.
Yes, well, what can we think up for that? How about a little light washing up in the nappy at lunchtime, sir? I believe they pay a
very
really,
I should have known better than to ask. I should, really.
Well, why not start a nappy of your own?
What?
Yeah, that's it, sir. That, look. I could have a word with my Uncle Ebenezer, sir, and he could arrange for you to get fags and all that sort of thing. Wholesale, you see. A natural salesman like you would do a roaring trade.
Oh, well, yes. I must say, I've always thought I had the sort of personality that is required.
Yes, but... well, you leave it to me, sir. I'll have a word with Nunky on the blower, sir, and you'll be in business by this afternoon.
Morning, girls.
Morning.
Morning.
Oh, that's what I like. A mad, enthusiastic welcome.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, but we're terribly busy.
Oh, anything for us?
No. Why?
We're getting a bit concerned.
Yeah, nobody seems to be speaking to us. Old Son the Guts hasn't been anywhere near us for a week.
Oh, well, it's nothing to do with you this time.
Well, it must be something to do with the audit at the command, I suppose.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know about that for sure.
All we know is that we're having to type out bills all day long.
Bills? Don't you mean signals?
No, bills. From Henry Povey's Emporium. And in case you didn't know, his office desk is now known by most people as the little shop around the corner.
Lummy, he's not allowed to do that, surely.
I can't believe this. Do you mean he's actually opened up a shop in his office?
And outside it. At 12 o'clock, we have to take it in turns to go to the side window and sell the ices.
Really? Really? Well, could I have a Fortney Cornet then, please? Strawberry, if possible. Not...
Mr. Phillips.
Mm? Yes, sir? Mm?
I wouldn't bother about a Fortney Cornet if I were you.
But Leslie's peckish.
Possibly, but by the look of Heather, I'd say if you don't shut up, you won't get a cornet, you'll get a Fortney one and the big bass drum.
Oh, well, I mean, a wafer would do.
Mr. Phillips, stop waffling about wafers.
I wasn't waffling about wafflers. I was whiffling about woofers. No, I mean, I was woofling about what force. No, I think I'll take a little rest. Let somebody else have a tiny chat for a bit.
Not before time. Those old Thunderguts must have embezzled some of their lordship's lolly, and this shop idea is a desperate move to replace the money before the auditors get here.
I say, I never thought of that. Now, come to think of it, I don't know why I should sound so surprised. I never think of anything. The question is, why should he have embezzled the money?
Well, it's Mrs. Purvey's birthday soon, you know.
Of course. Oh, and we did know, actually.
How?
The ship's company got 18 postcards from her telling us this morning.
I think we'd better go in and see him, sir. Perhaps we might be able to find out how much he's swiped.
Yes. Now, I fully realize I'm wasting my time saying this, Mr. Phillips, but do try to be a little careful.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, it might help if you didn't march straight into Captain Povey's office and ask him how much he's in for.
Happy shopping.
Thanks. Open the door, Mr. Phillips.
What?
Come in, come in. Now, what can I get for you this morning? We're doing a special line in... no, it's you, number one. What do you two want?
Two strawberry wafers. A Fortney cut. No. How much are you in for?
Mr. Phillips!
I mean, how much better you're looking, sir?
Number one, what is he talking about?
I don't know, sir. I think he just wanted to know how much you're in...
how much truth there was in this rumor that you might be able to supply certain commodities.
Oh, your customers. Oh, well, that's different. Now, what can I get for you? Everything's here in my desk. Cigarettes, perhaps?
Well, no, not just at the moment, sir.
Excuse me, sir. A Mr. Truelove is here. He's a traveller from Jimson, Harcourt and Butterfield.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about this gentleman. My wholesalers.
This way, Mr. Truelove.
So kind. Oh, what a gay idea this is, Mr. Povey. Having all your assistants done up in fancy dress uniforms. Very chic.
We are not assistants.
Well, floor walkers, then. Now, I've got something here which is the sort of line you've always dreamed of. Now, you've seen them on the telly, of course, but now they're actually in production. Nay, they're actually here in my car, and you'll be the first in the district to have them.
They're most intriguing. Then what are they?
Twinkie, Twinkie, Nap Bars. Do you mind? It took them 6 months to think up that name.
Oh, they shouldn't have bothered.
I don't think I really
need it. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. They're really thumping it at them on the telly now, you know. Oh, you must have seen it. Twinkie, Twinkie, little bar. How I wonder what you are. Are you fruit or are you nut? Or yummy, yummy chocolate?
Likewise.
And there's this handsome gift offer as well. They just saved 64 wrappers from Twinkie Twinkie Nut Bars, send them to the Twinkie Twinkie Home of Good Sweets, and by return, they receive an elastic-powered space rocket in pale pink plastic.
And, oh, very well, then.
And for 150 wrappers, you get the rocket's launching pad. in matching pale pink plastic. Well, of course. And a signed photograph of Alma Cogan.
I should have thought after 150 Twinkie bars, a tin of bicarbonate would be more acceptable.
You know, you're not helping.
Now, look here, I can't spend all day on this. Put me down for a few
minutes. Oh, good man. Now, here's another little winner. The new cigarette. Emperor-sized lumberjacks for men. Filter tips, of course.
Oh, I've seen them on the telly, too, yes. That's the one where this chap takes this gorgeous, big, bumpy blonde miles and miles out into the country on a glorious day. And just when he gets her alone in the woods, the knit offers her a cigarette. And then says, "Lumberjacks, I'm all right."
I could wish some people wouldn't keep chipping in.
Yes, it might be better if we came back later. Come on, Mr. Penelope.
No, hang on a moment, sir. I want a Twinkie nut bar. Then I'll only need 63 more wrappers to get my pale pink lumberjack.
Out, Mr. Phillips, out!
I'm not happy. I am not happy. I haven't been for quite a while now. I'm not happy.
Overwork. That's what's doing it.
Have you two quite finished?
Yeah, we think so, Tart.
Well, I'm telling you that you haven't. You haven't even started yet. The flaming will get on with it. Right. 6 dozen blankets.
6 dozen blankets, right.
250 water bottles.
250 water bottles, right.
One gross monsoon cake,
right.
Plus one with a hole in it.
One gross, plus one with a nose. Lovely.
I'm not happy, you know.
Pete, take, why not?
Well, I'm not...
miserable, moaning mountain of matter.
I'm not happy because I don't know where all this stuff come from. 10 days ago, the cupboard was bare.
10 days ago, fatty hubbard. Captain Povey hadn't got a shop. I've restocked the stores out of my commission on the proceeds, my son. These blankets, water bottles and monsoon capes represent Johnsy's rakeoff from a right there to 2020 nut bowl and a crate or two of emphasized lumberjacks for men.
Well, if you made enough to buy this lot, what's old Thunderguts made?
Well, after deducting my perks and paying Uncle Ebenezer his little rake-off, we reckon he's copped about one and a tanner.
I bet he's not happy either.
He should be. He's got an office jam-packed full of stock. All he's sold up to now is 63 twinkie nut bars to Mr. Phillips.
Morning, Chief.
Good morning, sir. Fancy seeing you, sir.
Chief, this is a rather delicate matter. It concerns Captain Povey.
Oh, yeah, well, in that case, sir, I think I'd rather be left out of it. So we've got a lot of work...
Relax, Chief. I'm not concerned about the audit of your ship's stores. In some miraculous way, they always seem to be correct on the day.
And for the other 364 days, there is the blooming thing in there.
Quite, but on the audit day, there is. No, I'm concerned about Captain Povey's accounts. We have reason to... Johnson?
I'm listening, sir.
Well, don't!
Flatter off, the pair of you!
Come on, Fatso. We're obviously in the way of their dark plotting. Of course, if I'd been a leading seaman, I'd probably have been allowed to stay, but as my promotion still hasn't come through...
Goldstein.
Yes, Chief?
Up it!
We've gone, Chief.
But we're not happy.
You assigned it?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, we have our suspicions that Captain Povey may have been borrowing from naval funds.
He wouldn't know how.
That's the trouble. We don't think he's done it very well.
Therefore, we wonder if, by any chance, one of your splendid relatives at Admiralty might be able to... postpone the audit for a week or two.
Now, well, sir, I mean, there is a certain relative of mine who can postpone the audit, sir, but... Well, unfortunately, he's already been asked to postpone it 5 times. For me.
Now, I really should have thought of that. Oh, well, that's it then. We shall just have to hope for the best.
You know, if the audit branch at Admiralty do find out, they'll never believe old Thunderguts has been on the fiddle either.
Yeah, that's true enough, sir. They'll probably think I must have got it his book. A compassionate leave. It's my dear old Whitehead's parents' 17th wedding anniversary, sir.
No, Chief.
Hey, just a minute. 17th wedding anniversary.
Don't fight it, Mr. Phillips. We'll assume Mrs. Pertwee married twice. No, sorry, Chief. We'll just have to wait and see what Admiralty have to say about all this.
Yes, yes, a rear admiral, yes, a rear, yes, Admiral Armbridge here.
There's a Mr. Merrivale to see you, sir. He comes from Director of Naval Expenditures Office, sir.
Comes from it? No. Yes, Merrivale is the director. Yes, yes, the director, yes. By God, he's done well. Yes, send him in. Yes, well, over. And, yes, out. Yes, out.
Good morning, Ironbridge. You shan't take up much of your time, but the branch is in a hole. My word, we are indeed, we are in a hole.
Yes, yes. Ironbridge is the name, yes. Do sit down, yes, do.
It's this Portsmouth command audit, you see. Had to postpone it 5 times already, you know. Never quite cleared up why we did.
Yes, yes, do.
And now we're completely up a gum tree. That's where we are, all right.
Yes, yes. Try that one. It's interior sprung, you know. Yes, yes. It'll last a lifetime, they say. Yes, yes. Pretty pattern, too. Yes, yes,
Yes.
Oh, glad you like it. Yes. How about some tea?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Scrub the audit this time and send a team down next time.
Yes. No.
We can trust old Purvey, solid as a rock. My word, that's true. Solid as a rock.
Yes. Oh, is it? Oh, well, I mean, it couldn't be. I mean, it's interior sprung. Yes. Interior. Well, try the other one. Yes. Can't have you uncomfortable.
Well, I must dash now, Ironbridge. Up to our ears. Just wanted your approval. We'll cancel the audit, and that should give us a chance to catch up.
No. Yes. Possibly.
We needed the breather, all right. Oh, we needed that, all right. Good morning.
Yes. What? Oh, you're off, are you? Well, I'm glad to help. Yes, yes. Anytime. Yes, yes. Must pull together. What? Yes, yes. Oh, he's gone. Mabel!
Sir?
Who the blazes was that?
Well, gentlemen, this is the Povey's place. I suppose we'd better go in.
But I still don't understand it, you know, sir. Fancy Mrs. Povey inviting us to her birthday party.
Well, it's probably a grand gesture, sir. I expect she's invited about 50 of her own friends and allowed old Thunderguts to invite the 3 of us. Provided he pays for the lot.
Very probably. Well, at least buying Mrs. Povey's presents from him may have helped a bit.
Yes, funny that the auditors haven't turned up yet, isn't it? I wonder just how much old Thunderguts is in for.
We don't buy anything at the door. Oh, too much. Why, coffee to them, Tom.
Thank you. Oh, happy birthday, Mrs. Povey.
Granted.
How many years is it? I mean, you must be at least...
Sir, hit him, sir.
This way, and kindly see you walk on the newspaper. I don't want hoof marks all over my parquet.
Good evening, you three. What a relief you got here.
What was that? Are you suggesting my friends aren't bags of fun?
Oh, no, my love. They're the funniest bags. I just meant I was glad that number one, Mr. Phillips and the chief, found their way all right.
No. Well, good boy, carry on. Now, who's for a drink?
Drinks here?
I don't believe it.
But we'll be quiet.
Come on now, bring up your cups for some more of my homemade blackberry punch.
Blackberry punch?
It's a herbal recipe Grandfather Gussie gave me.
Oh, how generous of her.
And that reminds me, where are my presents?
Well, they're all here, my love. The big one is mine.
Well, so I should think.
By the way, as we're off duty, I may as well put your minds at rest about one thing, gentlemen. I've heard from Admiralty there is not going to be an audit this time. They're too busy.
Oh, splendid.
No audit? All that lolly I spent on 6 dozen blankets, 250 water bottles.
Never mind, Chief. Now that you're straight, gives you a flying start for the next one.
Silence. Ramona's going to unwrap her presents now. Right. First one.
That's mine. Just a little one.
Creeping Jenny, what is it?
An elastic-powered space rocket in pale... pale pink plastic. And I never want to eat another Twinkie Twinkie nut bar, nor will I do.
Well, I'll think about that later. Next.
I think that's mine, I'm afraid. What is it, my love?
100 Emperor size lumberjack cigarettes for men.
They don't do any lumberjills for women, I'm afraid.
Huh. Next.
Well, good old old bit of lovely.
Wait. This must be yours. I recognize the funny-shaped parcel. Now then, what little novelty have you... Oh, very nice, but what would I be doing wearing a monsoon cape in Gosford?
No, Mrs. Peter. That's not a monsoon cape. No. I thought it would be jolly handy when you went out for a spin on your trike. You know, at the first pitter-patter of the rain, you whip that on, and there's an handy little load in it for you to hang on to your shopping basket.
Next.
There's only mine left, my love.
Right, let's have a look. Henry Purvey, you're off your rocker. What on earth am I going to do with heaven knows how many Twinkie Twinkie nut bars?
Well, I couldn't sell them. I mean, I thought you'd like sweets, my love. Sweet for the sweet, you know.
Don't be disgusting.
Ah, but once you've eaten 150, you can get a launching pad from my plastic-powered pink... Well, you know what I mean, don't you? Elastic-powered pink plastic rocket.
You're potty. The lot of you.
They're all advertised on the telly.
What was that? Henry Povey. Who said you could watch the telly?
I haven't, my love.
No. There was this commercial traveller, you see.
Young man, if that is the start of a rather dodgy story, you can hop it now.
No. It isn't, my love. This traveller called at my shop.
Shop? What shop?
The one where we bought all those presents to stop Captain Povey going to jail. We didn't know how much he was in for, you see.
Mr. Phillips, sir, I don't think you're helping.
Oh, I'm quite sure he isn't. But look, my love, I can explain.
Well, whether you can or you can't, you're something well going to. Valentino, lock up the blackberry punch. Henry, commence.
Well... it all started when I lost my 2-shilling piece.
Huh. Betting on the Gee-Gees, I suppose.
No. Down a drain hole. It fell out of my pocket and went diddle-diddle, chink-chink, down the path.
A likely story. Oh, my dear mother was so right. She said you were a gambling man. Oh, I'll soon have you tamed, my lad. Into the kitchen and start with the washing up. And this time, there'll be no malarkey with your little mop round my sink tidy. Off you go.
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, Judy was Judy Cornwell, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Taffy Goldstein was Daniel Evans, and Rear Admiral Ironbridge was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.